You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. And oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how he talks to me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. And oh, how you comfort me. And oh, how you counsel me. It still amazes me that I am your friend. 'Cause you know my name. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. And oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own. There's no fire that can burn me. No battle can turn me. No mountain can stop me. 'Cause you hold my hand and I'm walking in your victory. 'Cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me. 'Cause you hold my hand. You hold my hand. You hold my hand. You hold my hand. You hold my, you know my name. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. And oh, how you walk with me. And oh, how you talk with me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own. There's no fire that can burn me. No battle that can turn me. No mountain that can stop me. 'cause you hold my hand, and I'm walking in your victory, 'cause your power is within me. No giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand. No mountain can stop me, no fire can burn me, no battle can turn me, 'cause you hold my hand, 'cause your power is within me, and I'm walking in your victory. No giant can defeat me, 'cause you hold my hand. You hold my hand. You hold my hand. You hold my hand. You hold, you know my name. You know my name. You know my name. You know my name. Oh, how you walk with me. Know how you talk with me. And know how you tell me that I am your own. And so, Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your presence. We thank you, God, that you are a mighty God who makes no mistakes, a God who sits high, a God who looks low, a God who knows us intimately. Without a shadow of a doubt, God, you know my name. You know my issues. You know my hangups. You know my shortcomings. But you know what you have placed in me. You know the greatness that you have. The great thoughts that you have towards me. God, you know the plans that you have for my life. And God, you know that greatness is in me. And so, God, I rise this morning, or we rise this morning, to offer unto you praise, to offer unto you worship, to offer unto you adoration, God, because you know my name. I'm not a stranger to you. God, when you, I cry out to you, you know who's calling you. You don't make any mistakes, Lord. You don't come to the wrong person's rescue. But, Lord, when I call upon you, you answer me, God, because you know my name. You know every part of me. You know every hair on my head. God, you know every pain in my body. You know the rhythm of my breathing, God. You know the rhythm of my walk, oh God. You know the color of my skin. And Lord, you know the content of my character. God, I'm so grateful, God, that you are mindful of me. And I'm so grateful, God, that you love me, Lord. And because I know who you are and you know who I am, God, I know that I can walk in victory. I know that no battle shall be able to turn me, God. I know without a shadow of a doubt that I can do all things because you know who I am, God, and you know that I belong to you. And Lord, you know that I love you with all of my heart and with all of my mind and with all of my soul. And so with joy bells ringing down in my soul, God, I offer you the praise that you are so worthy of, because you are a God of intimacy. You're a God of relationship, God. You're not just my God, but you are my Father. And when I call upon you, you answer me, Lord, and you show me great and mighty things which I know not. I'm so grateful, God, that you know who I am, that you don't make any mistakes when it comes to the people that are in my life and that are around me, that you don't make any mistakes in this world, that you know, God, without a shadow of a doubt, that I'm a part of your remnant, that you know that I'm a part of your peculiar people. that you know, God, that you have called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. So, God, that makes me someone special. You are my friend. You are my God. You are my King. You are my strong power. You are my way maker. You are my promise keeper. You are my mind regulator. God, you are the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Lord, you're the very air that I breathe. You are the lover of my soul. You are my Lord and my Savior. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are, God, everything that I need and more, God, because you know my name. And so I praise you this morning. I adore you and I lift you up. Because, Lord, as I rise this morning, it's a sacrifice of praise, Lord, but you're worthy of the sacrifice. You're worthy of the glory, Lord. You're worthy of the honor, God. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored, God, because you have a desire to have a personal relationship with everyone. Lord, your word declares that you don't want to see anyone perish, but, Lord, you want everyone to have life. You want everyone to live and not die. Lord, you don't want anyone to perish, oh, God, without knowing you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, you love me so much, God, and you have plans for me so great, Lord, that you sent your only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross just for me. You know my name. You know the hang-ups that Christ bore on Calvary's cross so that I might be free. You know the sins, Lord, that had me bound, that because of the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm no longer bound, but I've been set free. Hallelujah, God. You know me from my inside out, Lord, because you judge me about what's going on inside of me and not on what is going on outside of me. God, I'm so grateful that you know who I am. And I'm so grateful, God, that not only do you know who I am, but I know who I am. I know that I belong to you. And I know that you love me, God, tremendously. God, that your love never ceases, and your love is not puffed up, and your love is not easily provoked, because, God, when I do foolish things, God, your wrath does not come down on me, but your compassionate love forgives me over and over again. God, I want to say thank you for your awesome and your amazing love. Your love that compasses, God, every issue, and God, overwhelms every circumstance. God, your love that never fails, Lord, your love that never runs out. God, I want to thank you for your love. Because when you love someone, Lord, you are intimate with them. You invest in them. You cherish them. You appreciate them. And, Lord, that's the type of love that you have reflected towards us. That while we were yet sinners, you sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. He did that because of your love, because you did not have to do it. He could have called 10,000 angels and God and wiped out the entire nation. You could have sent a flood, oh, God, another devastation, because you promised that you would not ever send another flood. But you could have wiped out humanity and started over again. But Lord, you are so mindful of us, that you loved us so much, that you didn't want to consume us, that you didn't want to destroy us, but your love and your compassion that faileth not, your new mercies, God, that never cease. You allow us to have those and experience those on a day-to-day basis. For that, I love you. For that, I'm grateful. You are a promise keeper. Lord, I've been stuck on that for several days now. You rose because you keep your promise. I've risen this morning, God, because you keep your promise. Oh, God, I'm alive today because you keep your promise, God. You have so much in store for me. You have given me so many different dreams and so many different goals, Lord, and aspirations. And, Lord, until those things are completed, Lord, I will yet remain here on earth, God. And as I desire to seek you more intimately, and, Lord, as I desire to draw more closer to you, Lord, I know that you will reveal even the more for my life, and not just for my life, but for those that are connected to me, those that are attached to me, Lord, those that I minister to, Lord, and those that I work with, Lord, those that I'm in relationships with, and those that I'm not in relationships, Lord, I know that you have great things in store for me, and I know that you're not done with me yet. And so, God, I thank you again, because you know the plans that you have for my life. And I don't want to sit here wasting away. Lord, I want to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. And as the world continues to wax more and more evil, Lord, I need you to purify me and make me even more cleaner. Lord, so that as my light shine, men will see my good works, but won't see, oh God, the things of this flesh and the things of this world. So, Lord, if there's anything in us now, God, because you know us and you know what's in us, you know what's deep down in us, and you know what needs to be ejected out of us. You know what needs to be pried out of us. You know the strongholds that limit us, Lord. You know the sins, oh God, that beset us, Lord. And you know the weights, oh God, that cause us to slow down, Lord. Shine your light in us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, my Savior, my King, my Father, Lord, I need your help, Lord, today. Lord, I want to walk better. I want to talk better. I want to live better. I want to be better. God, I want to do your will, Lord, and I want to fulfill greater in my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I can't do it on my own. I can't do it without your power. I can't do it without your might, Lord. I can't do it without your spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I need you, God. I can't make it without you. Here am I, oh God. I'm the one that's standing in the need of prayer. I'm the one that's standing in the need of an anointing. Lord, I'm in the need of a refreshing, Lord. It's me, God. It's me right now that needs you to pour out your spirit right now, God, and overwhelm me and overwhelm the hearers of this prayer and overshadow us right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because we can't walk in our own might. We can't go in our own understanding. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we submit to you right now. So lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, so that your will might be done in our lives. We're living in wicked times. We're living in a wicked generation. And there's going to come a time and a place where you're going to have to get, where you will have to get the world's attention. And Lord, I want to be ready so that I may be the witness that you need for me to be, that I may love those that don't love you, and that I may love those that don't love me, that I may love those that spitefully use me and spitefully hurt me and turn their backs on me. Lord, I want to be more like you. You know my name, Lord, because you are the one that named me. Before I was even shaped in my mother's womb, you knew my name. God, I want to say thank you. Before, God, I was even a thought in my mother's mind or my father's mind, you knew my name. You knew what you ordained for me. You knew that you would call me out of darkness. You knew that I would be called to the ministry. You knew that I would fail you here and fail you there. You knew, God, that I would turn back to you. So grateful, God, that you know my ending from my beginning. And because you know my ending from my beginning, you know the way that I should take. You know the way that I should go. You know what challenges are coming my way. And you know just how to equip me and more. You know how to make me more than an overcomer. You know how to enable me to do all things through Christ. You know how to protect me from danger seen and unseen. And you know how to make sure that no weapon that's formed against me will prosper. God, you know, God, what I need to do to be the head and not the tail. God, you know what I need to do to be the lender and not the borrower, God. You know when I sin and how you will forgive me when I confess my sins. God, you know when I'm looking for the way, you know how to be the way, the truth, and the light. God, you are a promise keeper. And you know my name. You promised that you would never leave me, nor ever forsake me. Not just my neighbor,
not just my coworker, not just my loved ones. God, you have plans for me. And I want your will to be done in my life. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Lord, I understand that I may go through the storm and the rain, but as long as you are with me, as long as you breathe into me, hallelujah, as long as you tell me that I shall be victorious, Lord, then I know that I'll have the victory. I know no weapon formed against me will prosper. I know no storm or quake or God or trial or tribulation or affliction or circumstance will be able to separate me from your love. I know that I shall live and not die, and I know that this too shall pass. Lord, with gratefulness in my heart, I say thank you this morning. Because you are a God of intimacy. You are a God of relationship. And the Bible tells me that you long for a people that will be willing to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, that means that you desire for us to be intimate with you spiritually. That means we need your help to put this flesh under subjection, to cast the devil out of our minds, to bind the works of the enemy on every hand, because we don't want him to get any of your glory. And, Lord, he doesn't need any of our attention, Lord, because the world and the devil himself are foolish things. But, God, we thank you that you are still even mindful of them, that you don't want anyone to perish. Every day that you allow somebody to be in the land of the living, it's an opportunity for us, God, to let them know that Jesus still saves, that he still delivers, that he still sets free, that there is still a balm in Gilead, that there is still hope today and hope yet for tomorrow, that he is our friend. Thank you, God, for being mindful of me. Knowing just what I need, knowing the strength that I need, knowing the courage that I need, knowing the help that I need. I thank you, God, for knowing just what we need and more. And so, Lord, we pray for our nation today because, Lord, you placed us here for a reason during this time and during this season. Lord, I don't know why you didn't allow me to be in the 60s. I don't know why you didn't allow me to be born in the 30s and the 20s or in the 1800s or the 1700s, but I know that I'm here for purpose, and I know that I'm here so that your will might be done in my life and that I might be a vessel of honor that will bring you glory in these days and time. Lord, help me to let my light shine that you will get the glory out of everything that I say, in everything that I do, in the mighty name of Jesus, my walk and my talk, my thoughts and my actions, help me to stand for righteousness in every opportunity that comes my way. Help me, God, and I'm only able to stand for righteousness if righteousness is in me. And I'm so grateful that Christ died on Calvary's cross so that I can become the righteousness of you, God. He died so that I would no longer be a slave to sin. He died so no, I would no longer be an abomination. He died so that I would no longer be an outcast, but I am now the righteousness of an awesome and a mighty God. Thank you for your sacrifice, Lord Jesus. Thank you for bearing the sins of my sins on your shoulders. And not just my sins, but the sins of the world. Thank you for staying there. You could have called 10,000 angels, and they could have wiped out the nation. But your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endured to all generations. And your truth is that you love us, that we mean the world to you, that you have desired to have a relationship with us. And so help us, Lord, to not be selfish with your love. It's so easy to just want to hold on to your greatness and hold on to your love just for ourselves. But you are such a great God that you know every single one of us individually. Not only do you know my name, but you know my wife's name. You know my mom's name. You know my sister's name. You know Diana's name. You know my brother's name. You know Dee Dee's name. God, you know my uncle's name. You know my aunt's name. Lord, you know the people at the ministry, Lord. You know those that will come, Lord, to get support during our food pantry. Lord, you know the person that's driving next to me on the freeway, the person that's walking next to me at the metro, Lord, the person that's in the supermarket with me. You know us all. And you know just what we need in life and more. So Lord, help us to be the light. Help us to be the beacons of hope. With things waxing more and more evil and foolishness rising even the more in America. It's amazing the foolishness that we have going on in this country. But Lord, our eyes are on you. And as long as we keep our eyes on you, we won't become distracted. We won't become dismayed. We won't become bewildered. Because it's easy, God, if we're walking by sight and not walking by faith. And I'm so glad that you made me to walk by faith and not by sight so that I can continue to keep my eyes on you. You have the victory for me. You defeat the win the battles for me. God, you defeat the enemy on my behalf. So I don't have to pick up any weapons. The only weapon I need to pick up is the weapon of praise, the weapon of prayer, and the weapon of your word, the sword of the Spirit. Lord, help me, God, today to follow after your blueprint of righteousness that's in your word. If I hide your word in my heart, then your word encourages me and lets me know that I might not sin against thee. Your word helps me. So I need to hide your word in my heart. Help me to dive into your word. Missionary Minga said last week that we need fresh manna, fresh water. And Lord, not only have I been drinking more water over the last week since I heard that message, I've been reinvesting myself into reading your word even the more. Because Lord, the higher that we are, the greater our calling. Lord, the more that we need to be washed and the more that we need to be refreshed and the more that we need to be renewed. Take out the spirit of laziness. Take out the spirit of being content and satisfied. Lord, take out everything that's unlike you and put a hunger and put a thirst in us that only you can quench, Lord. And it is already there. Lord, help us to go and stop satisfying ourselves with things that are not you. But Lord, help us to hide ourselves in you. Help us, oh God, today to run and chase after you, God. Help us to go bury ourselves in your word, because that's what we need to be strong. That's what we need to move forward. That's what we need, God, to gather the victory, to walk in the victory, to live in victory. Thank you, God, that you have every answer that we need today. Issues in the White House, Lord, the heart of the king is in your hand. You place him there. I understand many of us think that he's a fool and that he's spiritually wicked, but you've allowed that man to be in that office. And so, Lord, that means that you are in control. And that means that I understand that you're in control. And when I say yes to your will and not my will, but thine will be done, that's me saying, Lord, I don't understand everything that you are allowing to go on in my life, but I know that you have plans for me. And I know that you know what's best for me. Even when we lose loved ones, Lord, you know what's best. Because your word says absent from the body means that you are present with the Lord. And Lord, that's what we long for. We long to be in your presence, whether it's here on earth or, God, whether it's with you for eternity. Our mission and our purpose in life is to spend eternity with you. Help us to detach ourselves from the cares and the loves of this world. And God, help us to hold on to you, yearn for you, thirst for you, hunger after you. And your word tells us that if they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Lord, that's what I long for, to be filled with you, with your righteousness, with your holiness, with all of you, and God, none of me. So I thank you for this opportunity to pray. I thank you for this opportunity to remind myself that you know me intimately. Oftentimes when we go through the storms of life, it seems like we're there by ourselves. God, it feels like we're all alone, that you don't hear our cry, or that you don't hear our petitions. And Lord, that we're just going and fighting these battles on our own. But Lord, you walk with us. And Lord, you're talking with us, even when it doesn't seem like you're talking with us. And you're already fighting the battle, Lord, if we surrender to you and we let you fight the battle. God, the victory already belongs to us because you have already won the fight. I'm grateful, God, that you know my name. And I'm so grateful, Lord, that you know me intimately. I'm so grateful that you know what I need to do for victory today. And I'm so humbled, Lord, that you know the plans that you have for me to be a witness for you on this day. Anoint everything that I put my hands to do. Lord, whether we go to work or go to school or go out to eat, God, or whatever it is that are in our plans today, get the glory out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Send a fresh wind our way right now and fill our cups, Lord, so that we might be victorious. We might be more than overcomers. We might allow your will to be done in our lives. Because when your will is done in my life, then I can be a witness for you. When your will is done in my life, then I can be a beacon of light for you. When your will is done in my life, then I can speak life into someone else. When your will is done in my life, then I'll be more than an overcomer. Thank you, God, for being such a God of intimacy, a God who was not willing to allow me to remain disconnected from you without having an opportunity to get reconnected to you. Thank you for the veil that was rent in twain. And no longer do I have to go to someone else, but Lord, I can come directly to you boldly. And I can lay my petitions before your throne. And I can actually cast all my cares upon you because you cared that much about me. That you're willing to carry my burden. That you're willing to fight my battle. That you're willing to uphold me with your right and mighty and powerful hand. Thank you, God, for knowing me intimately. And so, Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for the president. We pray for the White House. We pray for the Congress. Lord, we pray for officials everywhere, mayors and governors and county officials. We pray for police officers. We pray for our military personnel. We pray for missionaries in the mission field. We pray for believers everywhere. And then, Lord, we pray for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. We ask that you would have mercy upon them and allow us to be a witness to them today in the mighty name of Jesus. And our witness may not always be verbal, but how we carry ourselves. How we handle adversity, Lord, how we handle people coming to us disgruntled or in a belligerent way. Lord, our witness may not always be verbal, but help us to remain steadfast. Help us to be able to remain unmovable. Help us, in spite of it all, to stand for your gospel and to stand for your good news. And Lord, if you do that, Lord, we'll be victorious today. If you do that, Lord, we'll have the victory today. And Lord, if you do that, we will fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. I pray for those that are in Memphis celebrating the death of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you for those that were able to assist with hosting the event at Mason's Temple. I pray that their coming was not in vain, but that the assembly of people, the assembly of believers
the assembly of historians, the assembly of even unbelievers, to understand the magnitude of your greatness and the purpose and plans that you have for our lives. I am because you are, and without you, I am absolutely nothing. So I can't do anything on my own, but I am who I am because of who you said that I am. And you told me, Lord, that I belong to you. Help us to understand that it's not about us, and everything has to be all about you. And everything that we put our mind to, Lord, if it's about you, we'll be victorious. And it shall, too, come to pass. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, and Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cream, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Pastor Wayne Cream. And then I save these two for last, Lord, because I've asked them for healing on their behalf. Touch their bodies even now. I'm praying for Pastor William Cornett and Pastor Floyd Hawkins, that you would touch their bodies right now, right where they're at. Heal, deliver, and set free. Lord, I pray for those in bereaved situations. Lord, I pray for Greg Merriweather. Lord, I pray for Sister Alyssa Childs. Lord, you know those names. Those that are on the call may not know their names, but you know their names, and you know their situation, and you know their affliction, and you know what's needed and more. Comfort, breathe life, encourage right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the success of the upcoming Eastern Regional Youth Explosion. Lord, I pray that our labor will not have been in vain, but Lord, that you will get the glory out of everything that's said and everything that's done. Traveling mercies and graces for those that will begin to make their way to the city of Portsmouth, Virginia. Traveling mercy for those that are coming back from Memphis and going back home. Traveling mercy for those that are driving from New York and driving from various areas. And Lord, I ask that you would send the revival right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Put flesh under subjection. Put the devil on notice, Lord, that we are coming to lift up the name of Jesus. We're not coming for a shape, form, or fashion. We're not coming to look who's there and who's not there, but we're coming to lift up your name, because when you are lifted up, you'll draw us near to thee. You'll allow us to become intimate with thee. And God, you allow us to come close to thee. And Lord, that's what we need. Lord, I don't want to be far away from you. Lord, I don't want to be disconnected from you. But Lord, I want to be connected to the source of my strength. Help me to share a word with someone that's young. Help us, oh God, today to be a witness, even to this generation that's waxing more and more evil, that's falling or going further and further away from you. Help us, God, with the things that we need to do to help draw them back to you. I pray for the members of Praise Center. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCown, that you anoint her today as she prepares for us for her coffee break. I'm so grateful, Lord, that we can be fierce-hearted, that, Lord, we don't have to give up, we don't have to give in, but we can remain steadfast and fierce for you. Help us to be dangerous in all the right ways and none of the wrong ways. And the best way that we can be dangerous for you is to let our light shine and surrender to your will. I pray for Sister Diamond Star. Thank you for allowing my daughter to reach her 23rd birthday yesterday. Lord, you know the story of her life because you know her name as well. And so I'm grateful, God, that you blessed her to see another day. But, Lord, I pray that your will be done in her life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Eric McCown, Crystal McCown, and little Aaron McCown. Lord, I pray for my mother, Mother Evelina Dean McCown, not only that you would touch her, but that you would strengthen her and encourage her and give her peace, Lord, in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, you know her heart's desire, and you know just what she's looking for and more. I pray that her latter days will be greater than her former days because of what she has sown
into her life. Lord, I pray for missionary Lysandra Miller. I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renick Graham. Lord, I pray for Sister Connie Coulter and all of the babies, the family. I pray for Brother Eric Coulter, Lord, and God, Brother Herbert Lee and Sister Monique, God. You know their situations, and Lord, you know what needs to be done. Lord, I pray that your will be done in all of our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those that are connected to us, God, that have not joined in with us. Lord, you know who they are. But, Lord, I'm looking for laborers, Lord, and I need additional laborers for our harvest. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, because I want this to be the petition of the people, that you will send us the laborers to reap the harvest that we have. Lord, Lady Yo and I, we are doing a lot of work, and we understand that you have made us for this time. But, Lord, we need workers. We need workers to help with that food pantry, Lord, because we are doing a great work, God, and we cannot stop that work. But we need help, Lord, today. And so, Lord, send help even now. And as you allow us to grow more, to support even more, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be even more effective in our community, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we at Praise Center will be a community church. Lord, that you will begin to allow us to provoke change and be agents of change, oh God, and do things in our community, Lord, so that your house might be filled, that we may be the doctors, Lord, that we may be the hospital, Lord, because we are a ministry about praying and we are a ministry of prayer and praise. And Lord, we know that you inhabit our sanctuary and we know that you inhabit us as your people. So bless us, Lord. We know our labor is not in vain, so we won't be weary in well-doing, because we know that we shall reap, Lord, if we faint not. Lord, I pray for those that intercede on our behalf, that sow into this great ministry. Lord, Evangelist Lisa Law, Brother Carl Christopher, Brother Larry Brown, and Brother Kenyatta Schanberger. Lord, and Brother Roland Wilson. Lord, I know they're either investing in us financially, sowing into us financially, or interceding for us in prayer. They're on our minds. And so I'm grateful, Lord, today. God, because you have been a keeper for this ministry. Our numbers have not been great, Lord, but you make things, small things, great. And Lord, we're doing a greater work, and we're thankful, God, that we're doing a greater work for your glory. God, we thank you, God, that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit. And so we won't go by what it looks like, Lord, but we'll go by what you have spoken into our lives. And we're grateful. We're thankful. And we pray that your will be done in our lives, that we may continue to empower believers and change lives. Get the glory out of our lives today. Walk with us and talk with us. Love on us and shower down your blessings upon us today. I thank you, God, because it's already done. And we bless your name this morning. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray. We say thank God, amen, and amen.